I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the checkoff committees that are about to happen. We have come kind of full circle as of this meeting, so I'd like to share a little bit, a few thoughts with you. But first of all, I would like to tell you what the word of the day is. Does anybody know what the word of the day is? The word of the day is depyrogenation. It was in the bear video. Did you hear it? Depyrogenation. So I'm going to offer you an opportunity that anyone for the rest of the meeting that can come up to me and use the word depyrogenation in a sentence will get a special gift from the CBB. It'll be a hat or a pin or something else, but that's the new word of the day, depyrogenation. Also, anybody who can come up and tell me what the heck that means also gets a gift because I have no idea. Anyway, I'd like to offer my congratulations to Bo as well. We've worked together for a long time. I have a lot of respect for Bo. I think he has always run one of the more efficient and well-run departments that works for the checkoff. He has a unique perspective, and he has a tremendous amount of passion and dedication to the industry. So an honor well-deserved. Thank you very much. With that in mind, I want to tell you how grateful I am to work for a dedicated group of individuals like you. Even though you're so far back there, I can't see very many of you. I'm sure that all of you are back there, are ready to go and do your duty and your dedication, show your dedication to the checkoff in your next little while when you're making some very important decisions and executing your role as a steward of checkoff resources. I have about 15 minutes to run through this checkoff cycle one last time before you go. So I'd like to take a moment to start. Is this my clicker? Yeah, there we go. Talking about where we've been. If you remember, in February of 2013, you began a strategic planning process for 14 by meeting with your newly realigned committees. And those meetings were aimed at responding directly to the goals of the beef industry LRP, long-range plan, and at these meetings you identified opportunities and challenges for moving the industry forward. Then on April 2nd, we presented to the operating committee, the executive committee, and program committee leadership the results of an updated LRP and the new beef industry scan, which tracks current trends and market conditions affecting beef, you remember that, from April. On May 9th, the checkoff hosted a webinar for all committee members to share highlights of the scan and how the scan related to the LRP. On June 4th, national checkoff leaders approved a beef board budget of $40.7 million for fiscal year 2014, reflecting a 5.6% decrease from fiscal 2013 amid tight supplies. Throughout June and July, checkoff contractors and potential contractors developed the proposed work plans that you're going to look at this morning and this afternoon, and initiated feedback from committees in conference calls and webinars, you remember that, shored up the work plans for presentation for you this morning. So I wanted to run you through that because perhaps you've either blocked out or forgotten all the work that has gone in to the process to this point, and the important stage that you are basically to think about and spend a total of $42 million of your investments this morning. I can't think of a more important role that you could play today in this week than impacting the expenditure of producer investments of that scale. If you remember along the way, you have a set of resources to help you prepare for these decisions. I hope you're very familiar with these resources because they are the measuring stick for decisions that you'll make today. The Beef Industry Long Range Plan, the Beef Industry Scan, the Beef Demand Determinant Study, which you have just seen an overview of today. The quantity of information I know could be a little overwhelming, and I hope you've had a chance to review it sort of as we go rather than in a cram situation, but we've tried to provide you through updates and other correspondence with suggested timelines about how to review this information and get ready for what you're about to do today. So what's on today's agenda? Listening to detailed presentations of your 2014 work plans. These work plans are significantly more detailed than the ARs that you've reviewed in the past. So you'll listen to your contractors, your potential contractors, and understand the work plans. As a committee, discuss the specifics of those work plans and how they relate to the resources I have just outlined for you, the long-range plan, the SCAN, the beef demand determinant study. And you may or may not, in your committee meeting, up to you, prioritize work plans that you recommend to the operating committee for funding. Let's talk a little bit about the different roles. Program committees focus tightly and solely on strategic direction and tactics of work plans. It's your job to set the strategy for the beef checkoff. The operating committee, their job is to review the recommended work plans that you pass forward to them and determine which plans or portions of the plans can be funded with the available dollars. And that's through the authorization requests. So let me just walk you a little bit through this this little graphic that I hope you've seen before. On one side, you have programs. That's program committees recommending work plans that then are recommended through you guys to the operating committee. On the other side, you see the budget part. The budget part is the request for funding through authorization requests. Those budgets go through the Joint Budget Committee, CBB Budget Committee, the Joint Budget Committee, and then to the operating committee. So the operating committee is kind of where the two pieces match together to look at the programs, to determine what funding is available, and to fund those programs. The Beef Board, of course, ratifies operating committee decisions and budgets, and then USDA will approve those in the end. So how can you make a difference today, and how can you spend $42 million of your money and producers' money in a strategic and responsible fashion? You can do this by absolutely attending and be present. Keep your eye on the prize. That is a strategic work plan. Don't let yourself get distracted by other things that may be floating or swirling around you. Make sure that when you want to talk, you're recognized by the chair, so that I know this sounds really simple, but sometimes in these committee meetings, things can get passionate. And so let's keep the structure together and everybody on the same page so we can let everybody talk and let everybody have their say. If you disagree with somebody, ask for recognition from the chair and say so, but try to keep a cordial and professional attitude and maintain the faith in the committee process. When the committee makes a decision, you're a member of that committee, support that decision. So you have a big task, but I know you'll prevail. And with that thought in mind, I would like to close with a quote from an English author. To give real service, you must add something which cannot be bought or measured with money. And that is sincerity and integrity, which I know each and every one of you has to spend the money that you invest and that producers like you invest. So, with that, thank you very much. Go forth and do good, and enjoy yourself in the process. I'll call Forrest back up. Thanks very much.